You want to go?
No
real,
problem.
You want to go real serious?
Oh my God!
You
want to
go real serious?
Awful.
You want to end here?
Oh yeah, let's go with the awful.
Real serious, or we end here?
If it's gonna be a suicide, then
no,
okay. No.
Because that's real serious to me.
Oh
no.
And? Okay.
Oh, I'm, you know.
You want to leave?
Let her rip.
It's going to be a real moment. I know you can't handle these real moments.
I handle real moments.
Yeah, watch how uncomfortable.
Who is this bitch?
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Joe from Long Island.
Hey, Joe.
Hello,
how
Joe.
Are you?
I'm okay. I was hearing your discussion, and I'm divorced 7 years. I had two children. My 17-year-old daughter, 5 years ago, died in a car accident because my ex-wife told her that I would not put her through college. And my 19-year-old son doesn't talk to me today. What do I do?
Well, a little detail. So the 17-year-old daughter killed herself in a car?
No. She didn't kill herself. She was on the way home from a job.
Right.
Because she took a job because my ex-wife told her that I wouldn't pay for her to go to college. Oh. And on the way home from that job one night, she was killed in a car accident.
Oh, man.
But you're saying that it was because you were not sending her to college. I mean,
No, that's not why. No, it's because if he would have paid for college,
right, she wouldn't have been
there
working.
She
wouldn't
have had the
right.
job, which means she wouldn't have been on the road, and she wouldn't have died in the car accident. So it's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
Exactly. But
is that why
also... The car that was given to her was one of those old Saturns that folded up like paper, and my brother-in-law gave it to her.
There's plenty of guilt to go around, huh?
Oh, big time.
Is that
big
why time. Your son's not talking to you?
No, my son doesn't talk to me because of whatever my ex-wife has told her, and she made our divorce a living hell that lasted 4 years because she was only interested in property and money.
First off, let me let you off the hook. Your daughter's death is not your fault.
I know that it's not my fault. I grieve my daughter's death, but I still it hurts terribly that my ex-wife would actually say this to a child.
It's hard to believe that someone you once loved could hate you so much, to be so cruel.
Well, like I said, it was all about having a boyfriend and money and getting everything that she wanted, which includes she did.
It sounds like this is still so fresh for you, like it happened yesterday.
I'm divorced since 2002, and my daughter died 2 months after our divorce.
You can't bring your daughter back. There's nothing you can do about that except to let go
Holy
of the guilt.
Shit. For the first time ever, I am so uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, I've let go of the fact that my daughter died, needlessly, and I grieve her. And I also forgave my ex-wife for what she did. Even though she doesn't believe
it,
I wrote her a letter telling her that. Because you know what? If I carry around this pain and this anger, it only destroys me.
Yeah.
Have you tried to talk to your son?
Yeah, he talks to me. Dad, let's see. You got money? Dad. But other than, asking for money or for medical or dental doesn't go any further than that.
It's hard to hear this stuff. I think you hear that the boys are having a little trouble hearing this stuff. So.
Yeah, I know that they are, but that's okay. I understand their motives.
You have to try and reach out to your son in any way.
No, he's dead!
Yeah, I try to reach out to him, but he's very non-cooperative.
Keep trying. You can't control how he reacts. All you can do is control your attempts.
True.
That way, if God forbid you died tomorrow, you knew you did everything in your power to make that relationship better.
Are you kidding me? My son tells me he wouldn't come to my funeral.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
He will have to live with that grief and lack of closure with you, sir, but you don't have to live with that. You do everything you can to make things right and know that you've done everything you can. No one can do more than that.
Okay?
Okay, terrific.
Okay, terrific.
Good luck, sir. Sounds like
Thank
a tough situation.
Thank you very, very much, and have a good day, boys.
Oh, take it easy. Sorry about your loss.
Got it, man.
Bye. Still gonna be okay.
I am, I've never actually been grateful to not have a sound clip machine. I'm
so mean.
Wow.
Oh, God.
I didn't do anything.
Funny, but man.
He doesn't like real moments.
What? Is that what it is? I guess you're uncomfortable. I have to do stuff.
Lydia, this has been terrific. I think you should do... Do we do Saturday Night Viruses anymore? I don't even know if we do, Dan.
Oh, that makes me feel really good. Nope.
No, we just adjusted the schedule, right?
For real?
No, it's been the same. Dr. Steve just called me an ass.
Did he?
Dr. Steve just texted me, yeah, you ass.
Oops. We should give her a little virus action.
They're available when you know when others are available. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they have not been available.
That's
recently.
What I mean. That's what I'm getting
it's
at.
It's still going on. You know, it's just becoming more difficult to put
there's
people.
Less and less, and there's confusion out there. That's all. I'm getting it out there for people. We should give Lydia a little action when we can.
Sure. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Virus action, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No, a little like little radio on the weekend. Got to keep it fun though, Lydia. You can't like psychobabble until they fall asleep though.
I'll bring my Rorschach cards for that, Opie.
Yeah, I wish you would.
Oh, she'll fit right in. Visual bits on the radio.
I actually did. Yeah. I did bring them, Anthony.
Oh, did you?
I can show them to you during the break.
All right. Hey, I want to look at a couple. Yeah.
Hey, to BS in New York, go fuck yourself. Have a heart. Hey, Opie, how about some dead dad jokes, you prick? I had nothing to do with that one, you fucking
it
asshole.
It was me,
you
dummy.
You cocksucker. Why don't you listen closely to the radio?
Too.
I was the one who said, for the first time ever, I'm uncomfortable. So go fuck yourself. Go fuck your mother, you cock.
My dad's dead, too. Ha-ha. You're still alive. Ha-ha. You still have to go through the pain. Ha-ha. When he dies... Go fuck yourself.
You piece of shit. I had nothing to do with that one.
Mine's all over. I could have nice thoughts of pleasant times and even uncomfortable ones now, but he's dead and that's fine. You still have to go through it. Ha 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 ha. I hope it's soon and tragic.
Loser. Go away. Lydia, this was great. We're going to have you back.
That was that was really uncomfortable, but I really laughed.
Yes.
It's like when you're not supposed to laugh. That was so...
That's one of those things
that
I said...
It's a sad story.
It's like I thought about it and probably shouldn't have done it and just thought about it, but I actually did it,
after
Lydia.
The first
time. Yeah, then you did it.
Yeah, see? That was the bad part.
It's very rare that I'm shocked on the show, and when I heard that first sound effect... I could not believe I just heard that.
It was horrible.
That was a cringe moment.
Very inappropriate.
I'm going to feel very bad later when I think about that.
Oh, you should.
I will.